cup. Mommy sippy cup. Mommy sippy, mommy sippy, mommy sippy cup.
Hi, welcome to the Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour. My name is Andrea Berkey, and I'm here with two of my three best friends. Janelle Byer's not here. Sunshine Hopped and Angela Haynes.
Hello.
We're here.
Yeah, everybody's getting sick. This is not cool. Janelle is under the weather and was unable to come. And then now poor Angela's feeling a little other under the weather. But she's here.
I am.
Yep, I gave her cheese and crackers. And and hopefully you feel a little bit better. But yeah, so this is week three of our New Year's resolutions series, and we are looking at saving money. So that was our big thing, because that's the third most popular thing is, you know, saving money somehow. So what we decided to do for our drinks was to bring drinks that are delightful and fun, that we enjoy, that help us save money by, you know, not having to go spend money elsewhere, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That sounds
okay.
Accurate.
Okay. So we're going to start with Sunshine. Sunshine, what did you bring?
Well, I brought, so I don't know. I think I might have been more inspired if I'd been when we were using alcohol.
It's hard, right?
Or earlier in this month. Mm-hmm. This was a little more challenging. I've done some creative things the past couple weeks with, you know, with no alcohol. And I thought some pretty fun ones, or at least attempts at it. And today I was like, So I decided to do a pumpkin chai latte because I have pumpkin chai tea and frothed milk. And I'm like, well, pumpkin chai latte, that's
Yeah. Do you know how much a pumpkin chai tea latte costs at a Starbucks?
It's like $4.
It's like almost six.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, prices have gone up quite a bit. So
it looks this one costs like, you know, let's see, 50 cents maybe.
Yeah. And you know what? Pumpkin's not even at Starbucks anymore. So you're like, hey, I still have pumpkin.
I'm like retro.
Wait, I just got a pumpkin spice latte at Starbucks today.
Which one?
Meyer. The one in Meyer.
Oh, yeah. No, we sold out.
Oh, that makes me sad. I get it while I can because I love it.
It's super popular at our store. And so, like,
so it goes fast.
It goes really fast.
They don't have it on the menu anymore, but I was like, hey, do you still have pumpkin spice?
We also lost the caramel brulee. That's gone from our store.
Oh, really?
Too. Yeah.
What's the new cinnamon one? Cinnamon shortbread,
the
is it?
The cinnamon shortbread.
That's pretty good. It's got a buttery flavor.
Have you tried it?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's different.
I made a frappuccino for your son.
Oh, my God. It was great, actually. And he loved it.
I didn't follow the recipe. I did it my own way. So
I love it when you make my drinks.
So
whatever
good.
You did was perfect. He loved it.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
But now when he goes somewhere else, he's going to be like, oh, my God, this is terrible.
This isn't the same.
Probably.
It will not be the same, and I'm sorry. It
never is. Okay, why does this look like coffee?
It's chai.
Because it's a latte.
It's a black tea.
It's a black, yeah.
It's a black
so
tea
weird. And seriously, I wish, did you get a photo of what it looks like? Because
I
it just
did.
Looks like a little
of
coffee.
This. Yeah. So this looks even more like a little coffee.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's really yeah. cute. So we frothed up
frothy.
Some almond milk.
Yes.
And some tea.
I have tried this at home and I really liked it. So I'm hoping it turned out today.
I'm scared.
But I don't have almond milk at home, so I don't know.
Well, it's not sweet at all, but I like this.
It's really weird.
I did think about using some of your drops.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe like for
like
Angela, that would have been better to put
no,
stevia.
The sweetness is fine. It doesn't need to be sweeter. But it's weird because I get pumpkin and then I get the tea. And then it almost is like chocolate milk.
Oh, weird.
It's creepy.
Well, there's cardamom. I know there's cardamom. And
yep. And the star anise.
And star anise. And then they also put a little bit of black pepper in chai.
Chai.
Mm-hmm. So
it'll have a lot of stuff. I'm sure some nutmeg. It's got a lot of flavors in it.
It's weird.
I think the almond milk makes it a little different.
See, I really like the nuttiness of the almond milk. I think it enhances a lot of the flavors. Yeah.
I don't have a whole lot in mine, so I think mine's a little little different. Mine looks pretty, but is well blended.
Yeah. I like it. It's good. And I think if we were to put like a little bit of stevia, like the vanilla stevia in it, I think that would taste really good.
I think that's what it's missing. I think that would make it more well-rounded.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But it was an attempt at something
and
creative.
Yeah, you put way more effort into yours than I did mine.
I like it. I would definitely drink it. And, you know, if you save a few dollars here and there, by not spending a whole lot of money at a...
By using stuff you have at home.
Exactly.
Yep. And I did make myself a couple of these at home in November, and I was pretty happy with it. I felt like I was getting a treat.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to drive anywhere.
Yeah, there's a dessert quality to it.
I dig it.
Yeah, I liked it.
Well, thank you. Okay, Miss Angela, so what little like money-saving drink did you bring?
So I brought sparkling ice, cherry limeade, sparkling water. Mm. I keep these on hand at home. They're a whole dollar per bottle.
Nice.
And I thought it kind of fit with our healthy theme, too, because there's no sugar. They supposedly have antioxidants, and they have very minimal vitamins in, and a whole 1% juice.
Oh, lovely.
But no calories. They do have that creepy sucralose in there, which always concerns me because I'm sure in 20 years they're going to tell us it causes cancer. But yeah, so it was between the cherry limeade and the black cherry because those are my two favorite flavors. But I went with the cherry limeade. Awesome. I'm sure you guys have both probably had this, but cheers.
That is delightful.
Mm-hmm. I think it's
very sucralosey.
Sunshine says too. It's sugary.
It's very sucralosey.
Yes. Yes, it's like super sugar.
Which is funny. There's no sugar. But yeah, sucralosey. And I thought it was good. I was talking to Andrea before the podcast that, you know, a lot of people need more water intake. And there's a lot of people that just don't like plain water. So I think this is a good compromise. You get your hydration, but it's got a lot of flavor.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good, you know.
It's fun to add to vodka.
I could see doing vodka in here.
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually.
Ken loves these. He absolutely loves these. He also keeps them in our fridge at home for hydration.
Yep. Hydration, yeah. And it's got a nice little sparkle. Sparkles. It's kind of like a fun little dealio. I dig it.
And they have a bazillion different flavors.
Yeah, they do. It's a very, very wide range. Lots of fun ones.
It's a rainbow of flavors.
It does taste like Skittles.
It does, kind of. Yeah. I dig it. Well, thank you. Okay, so... working at a coffee shop, I've noticed that coffee drinks are getting more and more expensive. And what used to be $3 is now $5. And I've seen people spend up to $9 on one drink.
Whoa.
And they do it daily, which surprises me. I think a really good way to save money is to be able to make your own coffee drinks at home. And I have my personal favorite that I like to do, especially when I'm working in the middle of the day. And I want to get like a really good protein base and I want a little coffee pick-me-up. I usually get these Premier protein shakes. I don't know. You can find them at Walmart, I know. And I think they're like $2 basically for a protein shake. If you get them in bulk in places like Costco, they're like $1.30 per shake. And then I just get coffee, you know, coffee. And I put it in there with a few things of ice and I blend it up and it's kind of frothy and cold and delicious and there's nothing else to it. So this is my little drink that I make on occasion.
Very excited.
Yeah.
It looks cute.
It looks adorable.
I like the baby straw.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
So it's a protein shake. So you're definitely tasting the protein.
Yeah.
And it's chocolate. So I like that. And then, there's all kinds of vitamins in this thing. I mean, these Premier shakes are pretty amazing. They have lots and lots and lots of vitamins and are really high in potassium.
Low carb, low sugar, high potassium.
So there's five...
High protein.
5 grams of carbs. With the fiber, though, it's like 2 net carbs, which is pretty cool. 160 calories and only 3 grams of fat. I dig it. They're like the perfect little snack whenever you're feeling kind of peckish, but you just can't quite eat something yet.
And they're a good, like, quick breakfast. Like, when I'm done with the treadmill, I can just drink one real quick and run out the door.
And they're great to take vitamins with.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
So, thoughts.
I love it. Mine's gone. Mine's been gone.
Yeah, mine's gone now, too.
I like the hint of coffee. Mm-hmm. I don't love the thickness. I don't even know if thickness is the right word because it's not really thick, but there's like that chalkiness that you get, I think, from a protein shake. From a
protein shake, yeah.
Yep. It's I don't love that. In there. But the flavor is good. It's very mild.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, so the coffee shop I work for had a line of interesting, I guess they were like vegan shakes for a while. Like they were like protein blended beverages with coffee. And this definitely puts that to shame. Because those were pretty awful.
I got it. That just reminded me of an article that my mom was telling me about. So we need to consider the source here. But supposedly they did study on vegetarians long term. And because a lot of them aren't getting enough protein, that it's causing issues with bone density.
I believe that.
Which yeah. I thought was interesting. So makes yeah. me, I guess, happy that I'm a meatitarian.
I like to think of myself as a bacon patriot.
Yeah. I'm definitely, yeah.
Yep.
I'm slowly branching out into vegetables. I bought broccoli.
Whoa, that's big.
And I made myself some roasted asparagus in the oven, which is really good with garlic and olive oil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I have an aversion to asparagus.
Oh, I love asparagus.
There's just something about it that I can eat like a couple of pieces and kind of enjoy it, but then like I go in for another bite and my body's like, no, you don't want that. Mm. It's weird because I enjoy the taste of it. I just, my body that's doesn't want me to. It. Yeah. It's
well, there's obviously odd. Some weird chemicals in it based on how people's pee smells after consuming it.
Which it turns out is genetic because that's one of the traits you can identify from your 23andMe data.
Oh, really?
I don't remember reading that in there, but that's interesting.
That's funny. I didn't see that on mine, but
it's in the traits. It's funny because I was like, wait, that's genetic?
That's weird.
Good to know. It like, must be a popular trait because right. I don't know anyone that doesn't experience mm-mm. that.
It's like you have blue eyes, brown hair, and your pee smells when you eat asparagus.
That's kind of how it sounds.
Were all of your traits accurate? Because some of mine were not.
Mine were mostly accurate.
Mine, almost all of mine were accurate. I don't think there was any that...
I think I had 4 or 5 that were wrong. Just flat out wrong.
Like what?
Like my ring finger is supposed to be longer than my middle finger.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You're deformed.
I know. That's who has that? I mean, a monkey? I don't. That's weird. I mean, that doesn't seem like a normal human trait.
Your ring finger longer than your...
Than your middle finger. I've seen people's toes that go like the wrong...
See, mine does that. Madonna has the ring finger longer than her middle finger. Okay. They say that witches... We're known to have that trait.
Oh, it's hinting at something.
I know, right? Another thing that it said, though, was that I had straight hair, which I'm like, oh, well, nobody in my family has straight hair except my dad. So it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
My mom's traits kind of rubbed off on all of us, but whatever. So we're talking about saving money.
We might have gotten off topic
just a little bit.
So we probably should not be doing online shopping
no.
for the next test, which I'm already eyeing up.
Well, you know what? I was thinking about different ways that we can save money. And I started this new rule. It's called the 30-day rule. So if I really want something, like I'm like, oh, I really want that scarf, I wait 30 days before I buy it. And if it looks like they're selling out, then I'll buy it and then I'll hold on to it. And I give myself that rest of those 30 days to contemplate whether I'm going to return it, if I'm going to wear it or whatever. Like I don't touch it. I'm going to just go those full 30 days without wearing it or touching it and see if what happens. I do that a lot on Amazon, actually. I have a lot of things on my list that I have not bought and I'm waiting. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wait 30 days. If I still want it in 30 days, I'll buy it. Guess what? It rarely happens. I rarely go back and buy it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Couple of things that I have gotten, I'm like, you know what? I really want that. And it's been my 30 days. I'm gonna buy it. But for the most part, I find that I don't buy the things that I put in my list.
I've been doing that for a different reason. I've been doing it for house decorative stuff.
Mm.
And it's because I need to budget. And there was a time that I was really, really good with money. I was really poor when Zach was a baby. Me and his dad were each making like $7 an hour. It was ridiculous.
Oh.
So we got really good at figuring out how much money we had to spend. But then the last couple of years, been doing really well at work and kind of didn't have to worry about money for a minute.
Yeah.
And now that I'm on my own again and trying to afford a very expensive house, I have to be very careful about my budget once mm-hmm. again. But I'm always insane about keeping a budget, and I know we're going to talk about that anyway, but I literally have an Excel spreadsheet that has every credit card that I own, every single bill, for credit cards, I put on there what the limits are, what I owe for that month, and the due dates for everything.
Wow.
So then I can add it up and see when I get my paycheck, you know, how much money I have left over.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. I don't do that.
We have all of our stuff in Mint now.
Yeah, us too.
I have most everything set up on auto pay.
Me too.
Through my bank.
I don't even think about it.
And like, it just
automatically comes out. I don't even think about it that way. Because I tend to get forgetful. And that's not a good thing. So as long as I have like a minimum payment coming out of everything and then I'm like, oh, I have to pay that. And then it's like, oh, I already did. Oh, good. I'll just pay it off now or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? It's like one of those things. But
how does Mint work? I know we briefly talked about it. Explain Mint.
I love it. So you log into Mint and then you hook all of your accounts into it. So you hook your checking account, you hook your credit card, retirement funds, 401k, vehicle, mm-hmm. everything that you can access online. Our WPS bill, yep. I logged in, Ken's phone.
We pay everything with our credit cards so that we can have it documented on Mint. So that's how we do everything.
Oh, it'll connect to your checking account too. Yeah. So mm-hmm. if you have like that certain too. Things that come out of your checking account, but you link them all up and then when you log in, it aggregates everything. And it's, you know, it's working with a lot of customer data. So if you stop at, I'm drawing a blank on a restaurant name, but
Taco Bell,
it's going to categorize it as fast food under food and groceries. Mm-hmm. If you go to Pick and Save, it's going to go groceries, Target.
Shopping,
general shopping. So like it'll pre-categorize a lot of things for you, but then you can pick. Like
you can go back and change it.
Yeah, and go change. Like my Target wasn't just random shopping. It was actually just groceries or it was personal care.
Right.
So is it more to see what you're spending your money on or does it actually pay things for you?
No, it's just analyzes your spending.
Yeah. Okay.
How much are you paying in interest?
Gotcha.
How much are you spending in general? How much do you spend on groceries per month? How much do you spend on restaurants? How much do you spend on credit card bills? Yeah,
that was a huge wake-up call for us when we got Mint because it was like, wow, how much are we spending on groceries a month? Like, that's ridiculous. Why are we spending that much? And it made me really think about what I'm spending and kind of I'm trying to budget a little bit better. And yeah, like my thing for shopping is I try to not go more than once a week.
Oh, yeah,
grocery that helps. Shopping?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's a thing. I work right next to a Super Walmart. There's a Festival Foods on my way home. So I am passing by grocery stores on my way home. And it's one of those things where like, oh, I forgot to buy milk. I should just go in and get some. And then that $5 I'm going to spend on milk ends up being $200 because I wandered.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's way too easy.
Yeah, it is.
I always make a list when I go grocery shopping, and I find that's very helpful because when Shane and I were still living together, I would make the list, and if he would come with me, we'd end up spending $100 more because he'd just be randomly pulling stuff into the cart that we didn't actually need. He just wanted. Versus I stick to the list. I'm really good at that.
Yeah, it's good. You know, I discovered that meal planning is a huge thing for me. If I know exactly how many meals I'm going to make, I usually, on average, make 3 meals a week and then like one big soup for the weekend or something like that. Mm-hmm. And that's how I try to cook. So, you know, I plan those meals and then I try to like split it up. So I will buy from Monday through Wednesday's groceries. And then Thursday, I'll go and get Thursday through Sunday's groceries. And that way, I'm not being wasteful with my veggies because they do tend to – I buy organic, so things don't last as long. Mm-hmm. And so I try to do it that way. But now I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy frozen veggies and see if I can just go once a week and try to do it that way.
So I've been doing that too, the meal planning. And then so you get everything you need except for like if you need meat and you want to make that on like a Thursday. I've discovered meat does not last long in the refrigerator.
No, it doesn't.
I've had chicken breasts from Festival, like the fresh ones from the deli, go bad in 2 days. Whoa. Which I think they were just probably maybe sitting out for a little bit because that's not right.
That's not right.
But even if you buy, like, I like the organic chicken breast too, the bear chicken.
I like those too, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those, I give them a bolt. If I buy them on Sunday, I have to use them by Wednesday.
Yeah, you do. Or, you know, I just buy like a bunch of it and just throw it all in the freezer right away.
Damn, and so then, weird. Like I think meat out of the freezer just it's different, and I don't like it. I'm a freak.
It is.
Well,
we just freeze. Yeah,
we freeze everything.
We have a big freezer, so
yeah.
Whenever we find stuff. So one of my recent finds, though, that was really good is at Aldi.
I love Aldi.
They had these frozen chicken. I'm sure it was chicken breast because it was a white meat. But it was like olive oil and rosemary chicken.
Oh, I saw those in the little packages, right? Like it was like pre-seasoned and everything.
Yeah, but it was just a bag.
Yeah.
A bag of them. And baked those up. Oh my God.
They're amazing.
They were great.
I know.
They weren't dry. They were really juicy. They were flavorful. And I mean, all you had to do was bake them. That was it. And I chopped it up and put it in a bowl with some Brussels sprouts. And
nice.
And my latest find, they have had a giant bag of frozen avocados at Costco.
Avocados. I've never.
Yeah.
Like, how does that work?
How does that work?
Fantastic. It works brilliantly.
Okay, explain this.
So they're ready to go and you take them out of the freezer and you eat them? What happens?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, well, because, you know, like, when you buy an avocado, is it fresh? Is it not? And then you mix it up and then it turns colors. And I mean, there's just like, I don't know. It seems like a lot of overhead with avocados.
So then you just like let it thaw and then it's regular?
It takes like an hour or two to thaw and it's a perfectly fresh, ripe, beautifully green avocado chunk. So it's chunks of avocado. It's like someone took, you know, you take like a half an avocado and you slice it into like, let's say six, like down the middle and then twice, you score it.
Yeah.
About those size-ish chunks. They're not that uniform. I mean, because they're avocado chunks, but they're perfect. And they say you just take it out, put it on a plate for an hour or leave it in the fridge for, you know, 2 or 3 hours and perfectly fresh avocado.
Wow. I question my conspiracy theory here. I question what they put on it to keep it green because I love avocados. I get them every week, but you cut it open, and within seconds, it's turning brown.
Well, if you let these sit for too long, I mean, let them sit for a day, it's going to turn brown. Like, I pre-made a lunch. I dumped some in a bowl, and then, like, 2 days later, ate it.
Cause
that's still in the fringe to be good. It was good, but no, it was a smooshy avocado. It was
gross.
They're just flash freezing them. I don't think they're... I don't really think there's anything to it.
And you can flash freeze avocados. Yeah. So.
What I've discovered with avocado is if you get them like not super ripe and then you wait until they just start to get a little squishy, you leave them, I keep them in my pantry, and then when they get to that just squishy, you put them in the fridge and then they'll stay good in the fridge for quite a long time.
Oh, okay. So it'll buy you some time.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm loving the frozen pieces.
I like that idea.
You can put them in salads. You can put them on just with stuff. I don't know. I'm very entertained by this. They're really good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, and speaking of packing lunches, that's another way to save money. So I've started doing like the whole meal prepping thing. And I have like I'll make like a really big dinner. And then I will make little mini lunches from it. Mm-hmm. And I got that from you, Sunshine. Yeah. And you know what? That saves me a couple of dollars every day. Because normally I would just get like a sandwich from work or whatever. And, you know, I get like two snacks there too. So usually I get one free item and then I have to pay for whatever else. So now I'll get my free item as like an avocado spread or something like that.
Something more fun.
Mm-hmm, and then I bring my own lunch and then I don't have to pay for it.
So. I also pack my own lunch every day because it's better for you.
It is.
You know what's in it, and it's not only inexpensive. Like, our cafeteria at where I work is ridiculously expensive. You can get, like, a sandwich and a side of chips for $9.
Ouch.
Oof. And you don't really know how they're cooking it, and so this way, I do the meal planning. If I make a couple big things, I'll have leftovers. I'll always have sandwich stuff ready to go.
Right on.
Yeah, Ken always just cooks big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Ken does all the cooking in our household, so he does the cooking and, of course, the grocery shopping because the cook needs to do the shopping or it just doesn't work. We've tested that theory. it does not work. So whoever's cooking does the grocery shopping in our house, and he's a lot better cook than I am. But, he cooks big, and then it just goes into containers. The containers go in the freezer, and I grab a bowl of something and bring it to work, and it is fantastic.
And how much do you think you save?
probably $5 a day, $5 to $6 a day from not buying something in the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. Really good.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So, and that's another fun way to, like, a fun way to save money, because then you have, like, yummy food at work.
Yeah. And it works really well. My other one, so I use the wish list, like, or the list in Amazon like you do, kind of, but I have two lists. I have one list of things I really want. And that's like my wish list or gift list. So if like Ken or Alex for a birthday or Christmas, they can pick anything off of there. And it's stuff I probably won't buy myself a lot, but I still want it. So there's that list. And then I have a watch list, which is more like Andrea's. I'm going to wait 30 days. And my watch list, I know what you mean, because I stack stuff in there. Mm-hmm. And then I go back through and I'm like, yeah, that urge passed.
Yeah.
I don't want that thing anymore. But for the things on my wish list that I'm like, no, I want it and I really want it. If it goes on a lightning sale, let myself buy it immediately.
See, there you go. That's a good idea.
And I love that.
You must get a notification when it goes on a lightning sale if it's in your wish list.
I have this app. I have and it doesn't work on your phone yet, but on your computer, there's an add-in for like Chrome called Honey.
Okay.
So you load Honey in, and then when you go to Amazon, it's really cute. It waves at you. And you can put something on a drop list. And so within Honey, you say, okay, if it goes below this price, email me. And then on my phone, I made any email from Honey, like a ding.
Priority.
Yes, so that it'll show up. And so then I'll get a ding on my phone if it goes on a flash sale. And then I go buy it, because I can just click okay on my phone and buy it. So
wow,
it's kind of saving money, although I bought three things in the past week.
So, well, this comes to my whole thing. Okay, so we were going to try to save money for a whole week. How did we do?
I have done really well. Because I knew I was super poor and I have like $20 left in my checking account. So it was really like today I knew I had like $20 left and I'm like, I'm getting some Starbucks.
Well, there you go.
I can afford it.
And you know what?
And then I got the message from my bank account saying, you've fallen below $50 every day this week.
Oh, that sucks.
So but I was not moving money from savings. I totally could have. I'm like, no.
No,
I don't care. I'm not spending anything else, so I know I'm not going to go below.
You can wait it out. You're like, no, this will pass.
Yeah.
You will fix yourself.
100%.
So how about you, Sunshine?
Overall, I did do really well. I did make a few Amazon purchases, but they were very, very inexpensive. So one of the purchases I'm wearing right now, it's this dress, but it was a flash sale for $16.50. They do not feel bad about it.
No.
I will wear this dress a lot.
I like it. It's cute.
So it's a good purchase because it's going to get a lot of use. So I feel very good about that.
I didn't count our Italian trip purchases towards this. So
that's good because vacation kind of prepping is,
Well,
and that's tough.
And I did go shopping and I did buy. So I did buy Emily some new shoes because her feet are like, I don't know. They're like growing so huge.
It could be a growth.
I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on with your feet, kid? And, you know, she's been stepping weird and she hurt her ankle. And I'm like, well, what's going on with your shoes? You know, like is it they're too small, too big? And I don't know if the instep is right for her. Like, I think she needs like a special, and she has feet like mine. Like she has really high arches. So I spent a little extra. We went to a shoe store. Actually, it was for Sunshine.
But, I was going to say, was it where we went?
Yeah. And there was some kids' shoes on sale. And they were like originally like $50, $60 shoes. But we got them for like $20. Mm-hmm. And they're super comfortable. And she has not been limping at all. Her little ankle feels good. And she's good.
Well, that's good. That's critical.
Yeah. It's one of those things. I'm like, well, maybe we need to start buying a little bit more expensive shoes for Emily. But I don't know. We'll see. They just go through shoes so fast. It's hard.
It's a tough age.
It's a hard thing to spend that much money on when you know you're going to be buying a new pair of shoes in like 2 months.
Yep. It is tough.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's – I don't know. I don't see myself buying her another pair of shoes for a while, I hope. But who knows? We'll see.
Yep. We'll see.
Yeah. But, you know, for me, I went to the grocery store once and I spent $80. And that was my meals for the whole week. And I felt pretty good about it. Went to Aldi. Because, I mean, you can, like, you're like a baller. You're, like, walking in. You're, like, boom, throwing things in your basket. There's, like, money flying and confetti and all kinds of rap music. And you're just, like, throwing stuff. And you're, like, yeah, I got all this stuff. And then you go up to the register and it's, like, $86. And I'm, like, yeah.
I forgot. So they opened a new Aldi in Ashwaubenon. And Zach and I had to go check it out. And I forgot that they don't give you bags.
No.
So I bought a bunch of stuff, and then, like, I was going to take the cart over so I could grab everything out. And she's, like, holding onto the cart and looking at me like I'm a crazy person.
Why?
So then I had to, like, take everything out of the cart while we're in the checkout line. Like, after she had rung everything, I had to, like, just – I'm like, okay, Zach, hold out your arms. And we were both trying to just carry.
Oh, did you not pay the quarter for the
– She didn't even tell me about I could pay a quarter.
Oh, there's bags right in the right below the
if you pay for your quarter, if you give them the quarter for your thing, then they have to give you the basket so that you can get your quarter back.
Okay.
But if you don't pay the quarter, then
for the cart, then you don't get a cart.
Okay.
Yeah, if you don't do that, they're not going to let you have it. Like, oh, yeah, like, I'm not joking.
She looked at me like I was an axe murderer. Like,
yeah, there's a protocol. There's a, like, you have to learn how to shop at Aldi.
Yeah, I didn't know.
And it's really awkward your first time because you don't do anything right.
I wouldn't be awkward
person. And you're all, yeah, it's the first time was not a good experience.
No.
But like, their jalapenos were so good and that day I got like some cheese and sausage. I don't know. I was like so happy with my purchase that I'm like, I'm going to figure this out.
Next time I will just bring a reusable bag.
Yeah. That works really, really well.
It does. That's what I do. I bring reusable bags. The very first time I went to Aldi, it was 20 years ago almost.
Oh.
And at that time, they didn't accept credit cards or personal checks. They only accepted cash. And that was it. And so I walked in with my little checkbook because, you know, checkbooks were a thing then.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to go pay my, you know, I mean, I really was a baller then. You know, like, I bought everything that was in that store and it was $100. And I go to make out a check and they're like, no, you can't pay with that. So I'm like, oh, crap, I have to go to the bank and withdraw money. Like,
that makes me think of the little cute restaurants that, like, you can find in the country here, like my favorite restaurant, Moxie's out in Casco. They only accept cash. They won't accept credit cards. And back in the day, they didn't have an ATM there, so you were kind of screwed.
That used to be really common. But you were like, you're out of luck. Yep. Like, maybe go drive to a bank. Yep. There's a town 10 miles south. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's no fun. But anyway, so I kind of had fun trying to save money this week, and. I kind of did. I'm a little proud of myself. I'm interested to see because I've been trying to do this for a couple of weeks now. Last week, I only spent $40 on groceries. But the only reason why that happened was because I went like mega spending at Costco. And I walked away from there with like a $400 like purchase. So that was not good. Yeah. But
it's too easy. I love Costco.
I know, me too. So it's like one of those things where like, well, these $400 is going to have to last me all freaking month. Like that's going to have to be it. So I'm going to be interested to see what the grocery thing is going to be like. I think it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Yeah. I think this month is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I'm going to continue with this whole trying to save money.
Yeah, I know. I will be.
I'm going to try to keep going with the resolutions. Mm-hmm. See how far we go. Next week is our last like little
last thing. Last January.
It's our last January one. And so we're going to do the weigh-in. Now, not a real weigh-in. We are not going to weigh ourselves because we are not trying to lose weight. We're just trying to be healthy and we're trying to be happy. So our quote-unquote weigh-in is going to be us weighing in on how we feel about all of the things that we've done for ourselves this month. And we are going to celebrate. It's going to be a fun little party. We're going to bring a healthier cocktail because we are celebrating. So that would be like skinny beverages or things, you know, that might, you know, not make us feel so guilty about drinking.
I already know what I'm going to make.
Oh,
yay. See, now I'm inspired again.
Yay.
There's booze involved.
And we're also going to bring like a healthy little snack, like a party snack. So it's going to be party time and a party weigh-in. So that's what's going to be next week. And then after that, we're going to be in February and we're going to have Carolyn back. And she is going to go over some wine ordering etiquette, I guess, for Italy. And she's going to pick out some wines for us to try. And we are going to have an Italian wine 101 with her.
Ooh, I like it.
Before we go on our trip.
That's a good plan.
I know. So,
excellent.
So that's what's happening in the next couple of weeks. And we'll talk to you guys later. Okay. Bye.
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 This podcast was recorded in my hubby's man cave in the outskirts of Green Bay, Wisconsin. All the Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour music was written and recorded by yours truly, with vocal accompaniment by my wonderful children. Many thanks to my co-hosts and sponsors of this show, Janelle Beyer, Sunshine Hopped, and Angela Hain. None of the products mentioned are sponsors of our show. We just talk about our favorite things. Please visit us on our Instagram at Sippy Cup Happy Hour, on Facebook at Mommy's Sippy Cup Happy Hour, or shoot us an email at FOURmomspodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, wait, no, that's Mommy's Sippy Cup.